Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, a lot of people viewed this as very sudden, but you mentioned that this is something that you've been paying attention to based on the data that pre-exists your mayorship, but also since then. Can you talk about how long this has been a process that you've been working with Chief Randall to try to improve things and maybe to correct, course correct? I assume this was not as sudden as it seemed to the community.
Well, again, we measure employee engagement in 18 city departments or 17, depending on what year it has been when we've merged, every single year. We do it, you know, around October. That, as a matter of fact, that began when Quint Studer was the chair of Grover's transition team, and that was a suggestion, one of his recommendations. How I tried to improve that when I got here, so those surveys have existed since, I believe, 2020, 2019, somewhere around there. And that was a great start. Previous to that, we weren't doing that at all. So we had really no, it was anecdotes and emails, and we weren't really sure where things stood, and that's why it's so important to have that. And that doesn't even speak to the direct correlation of employee engagement and customer satisfaction, whether that's parks and rec, sanitation, police, or otherwise. That's why we do it.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, it might seem sudden on the outside, but this is a long, you know, evaluative process, getting information from the employees. And as he said, as Mayor Reeves there said, it doesn't even include, you know, response from the community. But, you know, you kind of have to win on both scores, right? You have to be viewed as successful as an agency in the community, and then you have to be viewed as successful within the department. And whatever might be true of the community perception in the department, it just wasn't working. And, you know, I know a lot of people kind of have raised the question of, well, why, do, you know, and it's certainly human nature, why doesn't DC explain all of the ways that Chief Randall was failing? You know, why don't you give us a list of the problems, and why didn't he tell us all of this sooner if this is really a long process? Well, you can't. I mean, think of how that would work. You know, you're going to go on your press conference on a Tuesday morning in, you know, let's say 6 months ago, and be like, all right, we want to let you know about a problem that's brewing in the police department. You know, the confidence numbers in Chief Randall have declined. They were low to begin with, and they've declined compared to other departments. And, you know, we're implementing a plan to try to fix all of this and make it better. But at this point, we're kind of losing confidence in the chief of police. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you might as well fire him. You know, like, that's the whole point. There's no way you can come out ahead of time and give any warning on something like this. You might be able, maybe, and this is a heavy maybe, you could maybe do it in a department that wasn't the police. But even there, it'd be, you know, like, well, you know, we're starting to think that our Parks and Rec director is just not going to work out. Good person, capable, for whatever reason, just not working out here. We're working on a plan. We're going to give them another 6 months, and then we'll let you know how it turns out. Like, you see, you can't do that. That would be terrible management. So instead, in an effort to solve the problems, fix the numbers, improve the relationships behind the scenes, when that doesn't turn out and you've got to make a decision, then you have a sudden announcement, and then you have a press conference where you still don't get into the details because you're not trying to ruin the guy. It's not like there was a, you know, some misbehavior, some malfeasance or something like that. It just, hey, we tried, it didn't work, time to part ways.
We accentuated it was really in two fronts when I got here. Number one, the response rate wasn't high enough. It was about 71% when I got here.
That's of the internal evaluations of the, you know, of the department and how they felt about their leadership.
It's been 89 or higher since I've been here, because I've set a very clear expectation with every department director that if we can't get our employees to fill it out, then we may not have use for you.
I love that, by the way. If you can't get your employees to fill out this employee satisfaction survey, then you're not a good enough director. And so the numbers have come up, and because you have to have good data. Otherwise, you're getting a biased sample, and that's not helpful.
And that's how important it was to me. And then what I owed the 850 employees is that they would see the results come back to them, and that they should have a set expectation that we're going to listen and do something about it. And that was, I think, missing in that well-intended first iteration. Was people were taking a survey and you may never hear about it again.
So what he's saying is, and he was involved in all of this, right, back with Studer and the transition team and stuff, and okay, for Grover. But the point is, they started the process of doing internal satisfaction surveys, and they weren't doing a good enough job of that. And when they were getting information, they weren't acting on it. And so he's trying to change both. A, get better data, and B, act when the data indicates that you should do something.
I absolutely understand and sympathize with any situation where somebody would come in externally and have to build trust in any type of department. That is a long road.
And by the way, of course, Chief Randall came from New Jersey. So he was hired from the outside during a nationwide search as rather than hiring internally. It would have been Kevin Christman at the time was the other candidate who is now on medical leave. But OK, so that's kind of the history. If you don't know it, I'm just making sure that you're up to speed.
I will say, as we made clear with Chief Randall, that we provided accommodation for that in terms of how quick we would normally react to employee engagement numbers versus how quickly we reacted. This department was an outlier among all 18 other city departments in terms of having a consistent need for improvement there, and we allowed that to prolong a little bit longer because certainly I sympathize with being an outside person trying to come in and build trust inside a building, and especially in public safety, you know, very fraternal organizations that have a lot of, you know, you're saving lives and putting your life on the line every day, neck shoulder to shoulder with people. I certainly understand and respect that. So, but I'm fully confident that we had given ample runway and ample communication to set what our expectation was. And again, unfortunately, we weren't able to get there. That doesn't mean Chief Randall isn't a good leader. Doesn't mean that Chief Randall isn't a good person. We set those expectations. We didn't meet those expectations, and that's why we're here today.
Yeah, over a long period of time, it's just not working. We understand that an outsider might take longer to make it work, and we accommodated that and tried to, you know, see it through. And in the long run, it just didn't work out, and so we're parting ways. And that's, I mean, really all there is to it. It's not that he's a bad leader, as DC said. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Doesn't mean they can't be great in something else. Doesn't mean that he's a bad man or anything like that. It just means, you know, whatever's true of the Pensacola Police Department, whatever's true of Eric Randall, in the long run, that just wasn't a great fit. That's it. 437-1620. We'll come back to this with the information on Christian Brown in just a second. We've got PJ sitting in for John Pickens this morning with Traffic on the Fives. PJ?
Traffic brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Looking at I-10, 110, they are both looking good. Not showing any signs of a slowdown in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the press conference from yesterday, which was... I think what everybody wants is, you know, well, show us all the performance reviews and show us all the metrics and show us all the numbers and all the complaints. And then we'll see, you know, what was the real reason. And there's also, I think, there's a suspicion. People have this suspicion like, well, they just didn't like him because he wasn't part of their clique, you know, or he's from New Jersey. Or, and God, I hate to even say this one out loud, but I know it's what some people in the community believe. Well, he was black, you know. You know, there's plenty of black PPD. It's just, I don't perceive that as being an issue for PPD. You know, you had David Alexander was the chief for a while, and of course, you know, you hired Chief Randall, and I just don't think that was the issue. I think it's convenient to think, like, to look at that as the issue. It avoids looking at, you know, what might really be going on, which is, you know, maybe Chief just wasn't a great fit even from the beginning. Maybe it didn't have the right skill set or whatever. And listen, couldn't win over the subordinates. And I'll tell you, look, I talk to a lot of police and sheriffs and, you know, deputies and whatever. And I've been really trying to decide what I wanted to say about all this. Because I don't want to overstep and I don't want to say something that's, you know, I think DC is doing the right thing in the way he's handling this. And let me just say it this way. I don't have any questions that worry me about this situation. There's nothing about what's happened here that smells off to me, that seems wrong to me, that seems weird to me. Everything that's happened so far makes sense to me, and it doesn't bother me. Now, I did the dumbest thing yesterday. I read the comments on, it actually happened to be on one of Channel 3's posts about this. I thought, well, what are people saying? Oh, never read the comments. Never. It's just, oh, the level of misinformation, bad information, meanness, unwarranted, was just, it was very disappointing. I read those comments and I thought, really? These are people who are apparently informed and motivated enough to be commenting on and reading a news story on Channel 3. You know, and this is, by the way, this says nothing about Channel 3. It's just the people who are online, right? And I thought, oh, my God, elections. This is who votes in elections. Oh, my God, it's so scary. So Kristen Brown introduced herself yesterday and talked about some of her mission and assured the community. And by the way, I've known Kristen a long time. I've known her for 10 years. She's great. But you know what? Let me give you one. Just this is a small thing, but I want you to hear how she was introduced yesterday.
It is my distinct honor to introduce to you Chief Kristen Brown.
That room was packed. And packed with people who, from everything I can see and from everything that I have ever heard and from everything that I personally know, all like her, admire her, respect her. I've literally never heard a negative word about her. She's great. And that's why it's so disappointing to read some of the comments where people are so mean. I'm like, you obviously don't know her. Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about. So here she is. She's in DROP. That means that she's going to retire in January. DROP is a program that allows you to, you know, decide on a date when you're going to depart an agency. And then it actually pays you to do that. And it's a way of saving money for the city, but it's also very lucrative for the employee. It is almost always the way people leave law enforcement particularly, but lots of other agencies as well, lots of other divisions as well. So she's leaving in January. And so this is entirely a temporary thing until then. But yeah, she basically said the same thing, talking about how is she going to rebuild trust with the internally. And the Hannah James asked her that question. And again, I love when somebody gets asked a question and I'm thinking, here's what I would say. And she said basically the exact same thing I would say because it's true.
How do you rebuild that trust and that confidence, like you said, with your brothers and sisters?
You know, that's a great question. I know these officers. I know the professional staff. We have long-term relationships. And that's the first start. You know, Chief Randall had a disadvantage, if you will, coming into a department that we didn't know him, he didn't know us, and you know, trying to build the relationships, which generally are working. But I feel the hardest step is over for me. I know all my brothers and sisters. I know all the professional staff, and we have a good working relationship. I have worked in every division that is in the police department. So I like the term that the mayor uses. I know all the cobwebs and I know where the right people need to go.
And I believe that. And that was the answer I was thinking is when Hannah asked the question. I thought the answer is she doesn't have to build the trust. She is trusted. She doesn't have to build the confidence in the leadership or the, you know, patrol officers because she knows them all. She's worked in every part of the agency and she knows the operation. And as she said, knows the cobwebs. It's kind of funny as an expression, that's not an ordinary one. But what's the normal expression people will say? You know, they move into the accounting department and they're like, I know where all the bodies are buried. You can't really say that expression as a police chief, right? So I thought that was actually a pretty clever, you know, rephrase of the same concept. I know all the details. You know, I know where the things need to be cleaned out. And, you know, that part in the middle that she said, he didn't know us and we didn't know him. So many people have seized on that as a, you know, like, oh, see, it's the good old boy network. Oh, my God. No, it's a built, DC even talked about, it's a built-in challenge to come in and take over leadership of a police organization because it is so tight-knit, okay? And sometimes you can find somebody that'll do that, but why is it so often that we promote from within? Because that's something that they can do so often from internally, and it's hard to do outside, right? That internal culture is such a difficult thing to grasp, and you know, it doesn't mean there's a problem at PPD. It just means that for whatever reason, he didn't grasp it, didn't mesh well with it. It just didn't work out over the long run. And he had plenty of time to make that work. That's it. And, you know, that's why I like that DC keeps not saying too much, because you can. It's an HR thing. You can't. And, you know, it's fine. And Chief Randall might be great as a police chief somewhere else. And it's not that he was terrible. It's just that it didn't work as well as the excellence level that we expect out of that particular department compared with other departments. So, like I said, I just don't have really any lingering concerns or questions about this. And, you know, having known Christian Brown for a long time, I have great confidence in her. And again, I've just never heard a negative thing said about her, except for other than the idiots on Facebook or on Reddit. I am told that Reddit was even worse. I'm like, trolls are everywhere. 624 here on News Radio, 625 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ is in for John Pickens this morning with our traffic on the fives. PJ?
All right, thanks, Andrew. I-10, 110 still looking good. Just one problem area to report, and that is going to be the front gate of NES Pensacola. Looks like we have a backup all the way to Central. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking? 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
God, this was actually a really good game last night. The National League got off to a 6-0, not quite start. I mean, they got a couple in the first inning, and then they got four more in the sixth, and so it was 6-0. Looks like it was going to be a blowout, which they have not won but one game in the last 12 years, so I was excited. And then the AL came all the way back and tied it, so we went to a swing-off, a mini home run derby, where each side put up, I think it was three players, each player got three swings, and then whoever had the most home runs would win. And Kyle Schwarber, it was exciting to see him come up with the National League being down 3 to one, so they're down by two. And Kyle Schwarber is a guy who always scares me at the plate because he always plays for the other team as a Cardinals fan. And I never get to root for him because he's always the enemy. But rooting for Kyle Schwarber to hit a dinger, hit one just off the top of the yellow in center for the first one, second swing.
There you go. He said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did. Schwarber's in the All-Star game.
A bomb to right center for two, which is unheard of in home run derby swings.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
No doubter. Three for three to right. And then American League, the next guy up, couldn't get in, and that was it. So he got the MVP for three swings. Pretty good. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Russia has launched another assault on Ukraine with drones and missiles. One northeastern city saw 17 strikes in 20 minutes just after midnight. According to local media, the latest wave of strikes in the war comes after President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Trump says that he's giving Moscow 50 days to make that deal.
All right. Thanks so much, David. Oh, the other brief thing about the All-Star game that I really love, they let them wear their correct team unis again. Instead of wearing that stupid American League jersey or National League jersey, oh my God, so much better. You can actually tell who the players are because you can see who they play for and you can figure out who's who. So, much better game last night.
Fox News. Ms. Foster, Senate Republicans advance a plan to take back approved federal funding for public broadcasting. Vice President Vance breaking a tie.
The vice president votes in the affirmative and the motion is agreed to.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the cuts.
Local news throughout the country, including in rural areas that lack broadband and other options.
There are also cuts to foreign aid programs. A final vote on the rescissions package has to happen by Friday or the previously approved funding stands. With a lot of Trump supporters demanding the release of more Jeffrey Epstein documents, President Trump says it's up to Attorney General Pam Bondi to do what she thinks is right.
Credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
House Republicans have blocked Democrats' measures demanding the documents released. The Justice Department said last week there's no evidence of a client list Epstein used to blackmail powerful people involved in sex trafficking. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 81 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Of course, we'll get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Tropical disturbance, though, moving across the panhandle does have a 40% chance of becoming a tropical storm. If it does develop, Tropical Storm Dexter would likely be a low-end system. It just depends on how much time it gets over warm water. Either way, heavy rains, a potential threat along the northern Gulf Coast from today throughout the weekend. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves addressing the change in leadership at the Pensacola Police Department. He says it just hadn't measured up to his standards in confidence in leadership or employee engagement.
We were very clear with leadership about what our expectations were, really since probably the hour I got here, and that's with every city department. And this department is no different. So when changes are made and we feel like they're warranted, we don't do it because we got one email or over one anecdote or one story.
Mayor Reeves said that there were no below board behaviors or any other conspiracies regarding the departure of former Chief Eric Randall and said he wished him well in his future endeavors. Also introduced new acting police chief, Captain Kristen Brown.
As you can imagine, there was a ton of emotions that I was feeling and going through, and from excitement to unbelievable nervousness to happy. And then the one that was really in the background of it all was the confidence.
And Brown said the city prepared her for the job through education and just having confidence in her abilities. She promised to continue many of the community initiatives started with former Chief Randall. Well, we are getting closer to kids heading back to school across the state, and Escambia County Public Schools announcing their school orientation dates for the upcoming year. Elementary orientations will be August 6th from 9 till 11 a.m. Middle school 6th grade orientations will also be August 6th. in the afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Ernest Ward's just a bit different, though. They'll be on August 7th at 9:30 a.m. High school freshmen will have staggered orientations at their schools, and those will start with Pensacola High on July 30th. For the full schedule and any questions, parents can contact their schools directly or check the school district's social media pages. The city of Pensacola asking residents for input on the future of the Fricker Resource Center. There's a couple of public engagement meetings planned for later this month. The city is preparing for a significant renovation thanks to nearly $10 million in state grant funding. The city says they want that facility to be inclusive and dynamic and a neighborhood hub. The meeting's being held July 23rd and July 31st, both of them with 6:30 p.m. start times. A Century man is recovering after being shot in his bedroom yesterday. It happened about 3:20 on Tuesday morning in the 1600 block of Ashford Alley. According to the sheriff's office, the victim said he was sleeping when the bedroom door opened and he was shot twice. Investigators say he was able to walk down the street and call 911.
You know, we get reports like this and it's like, that doesn't sound random to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we are investigating it, and obviously we'll look at it is to see if the suspect is someone that knows the victim or if there's some sort of connection to that home.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, the victim, told investigators he lives alone, doesn't have a roommate, and did not see the suspect when he was shot. Well, a convicted killer is now dead. He was executed at the Florida State Prison last night. The Florida Department of Corrections announced that Michael Bell died of lethal injection at 6:25 p.m. He shot two people to death in Jacksonville. In 1993, one of his victims was an 18-year-old woman. This marks the eighth execution in Florida this year. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. This traffic report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more, Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Taking a look at the big board, I-10, 110 still looking really good. There is a vehicle crash, Twin Oaks Drive at New Warrington Road in Pensacola. They're saying there's no roadblock associated. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing our high chance of rain build in as we head into your afternoon. 80% chance of some tropical downpours, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Thursday, very high rain chance continues with a 90% chance of those heavy showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping high rain chances around on that Friday, 70% chance of rain with a high near 89. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 81 degrees right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields moved lower this morning as investors awaited further inflation data and considered the impact of tariffs on consumer prices. The 10-year Treasury yield was down 1 basis point to 4.447%, while the 30-year yield also declined a basis point to 5.009%. Bank of America is likely to have benefited from tailwinds during the quarter. Analysts expect net interest income to have risen in the period. Meanwhile, the company gave guidance of a roughly 23% decline in investment banking fees in the quarter. Investors will get another inflation reading later this morning as June's producer price index report rolls out. Dow Jones consensus estimates call for a 0.2% increase on a month-to-month basis. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 436, the NASDAQ up 37, the S&P 500 up 24. That's your money now.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The University of West Florida pool closed because of an unexpected visitor. A hawk crashed through a window at the Aquatic Center over the weekend and found a perch in the rafters. We talked to the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida. They told us the bird doesn't appear to be hurt. Staff's waiting for the bird to fly out on his own before they reopen to the public.
The what? I heard this last night and I thought, what? So they've closed down the pool because there's a hawk that crashed through a window, which, you know, happens. Birds fly into windows all the time. Luckily, he's apparently unhurt, but man, how fast was he going that he crashed through the window? I mean, a hawk's pretty big. So now he's just taking up residence up in the rafters, according to the video we saw yesterday. And I'm seeing it on Channel 3 this morning, too. Like, what? And then they're just going to wait for him to leave, hoping he can find a way out? Don't they have... This is so outside of my knowledge base. But, PJ, don't you think they have some way to safely either move him along or encourage him or capture him or something?
I always thought they had what they called bird harassment techniques.
Okay.
Not in a way that would harm the bird, but would make
him
to fly off.
Encourage him to leave.
Yes.
Okay. Kind of like how you can play that high-pitched tone out at the Circle K and the teenagers don't want to be there because their hearing is so good. Yeah. The old people don't care because they can't hear it anymore. You know, that kind of thing. The what they call it? The little mosquito or something like that, I think was the name of that device. Okay. So, okay, but whatever. I mean, you know, just we're just waiting. You know, I mean, he probably seems happy. Oh, nobody's bothering me. Everything's good here. Oh, it's comfortable in here. I mean, no prey. Not yet, but maybe they'll let the swimmers back in soon. I don't know. Anyway, it's just an odd story. Another story that I thought was at least, I mean, very interesting. Maybe it's a little thing. I don't know, but I thought it was fascinating. Did you ever watch the show Madam Secretary with Taya Leone?
I did not.
Okay. Do you know the show's existence?
I do know the
show. Okay. It was actually, there was a show before that what was the name of it? It was a CIA-based show, and it was Katie Heigl. And it was, that was clearly a show designed to promote the idea of a female, Secretary of State at the time, I think. Anyway, and this was definitely to promote a female Secretary of State who would become president. I mean, it was the Hillary Clinton show. I mean, there's no arguing. It was definitely a propaganda piece for Hillary Clinton.
That's why I didn't watch it.
But it was a really good show. So, you know, in spite of that, okay, it was actually a really good show. It was one of our favorites. Well, Taya Leone, who you might know her from Men in Black way back in the day. Anyway, she has now married the co-star of that show, Tim Daly. And I know somebody's like, Andrew, this is not the stuff you normally talk about. Bear with me. Trust me a little bit. There's a reason. We're getting there. But she's now married Tim Daly, the male lead in the show. And by the way, one of the things I always loved about that show is that they demonstrated a healthy marriage of love, admiration, attraction, respect, you know, disagreement without hating each other. I mean, it's rare enough to find a healthy marriage on TV. And, you know, so I celebrate it whenever we do. Okay, so Taya Leone has now married her new husband, Tim Daly, the co-star of the show. And you might say, well, I thought she was married before. She was. She was married to David Duchovny from The X-Files. And they parted ways. They got divorced in 2017, I think is the number. 2014, thank you. And do you know when Madam Secretary started filming?
No.
Well, it started airing in 2014, which means it started filming before that. So there's, let's just say, some overlap between the end of marriage, which was actually marriage two for her, and the beginning of whatever relationship eventually became marriage three to Tim Daly. And again, you're probably wondering why you're talking about this. I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens is out today. PJ has got traffic on the fives. PJ?
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Looking at I-10, 110, they are both looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, outstanding. Hey, if you are 64, you're turning 65, you're going to switch over onto Medicare and you have questions or you just want some help or you're getting, you know, lots of letters or phone calls or whatever. Hey, I understand. It's a little bit stressful. It shouldn't be. It's actually very straightforward. But just give Ricky Stewart a call. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's outstanding. Her whole family does insurance and she does like this one part, helps people understand supplement and prescription drugs and Advantage and if it applies to you, Medicaid. Okay, and what is the difference? Well, she can explain. Okay, it's very simple. Just give her a call. She'll take care of you. 341-2185 or check her out online, insuredbyricky.com. So why would I be talking about this, you know, E! Type story? Well, here's why. There's nothing in this story that I find surprising at all. Now, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It seems odd that she would have, you know, formed this relationship right at the same time as her former marriage was ending. Could have been the other marriage was on the rocks, and then she met this guy on the set. Could have been the marriage was doing okay, and she met this guy on the set. I don't know, okay? But here's what I do know about human nature in general, and here's how it sort of fits in this situation. Men and women who work in close proximity form bonds. And the fact that there's an office place romance that forms, whether they were friends for a while and then became romantic, whether they were romantic from the start, it doesn't really matter. When a man and a woman work in close proximity, it's very normal to form a romantic relationship or a sexual relationship or whatever. In fact, it's so normal that it happens all the time. You see it all the time. And it's why. Because, look, especially if things at home are not super healthy, right? Especially if you are not getting great affection at home, but even if you are, or especially if you're not getting great admiration at home, or even if you are, or if there's sort of trouble for whatever reason, when you work with somebody, it's not dating per se, but what you see in those people is generally their best features because they're performing in their best environment. You know, and this is not true on a set. This is true in any situation. And especially when you're portraying married people on a set, it's going to be more close proximity. And so, you know, you get to be admired because they say, hey, you did that great. And you get to be treated with respect and they, you know, they see you at your best and they get to, and you get to see them at your best. It's a very normal thing for people in workplaces to form romances. That's why it happens so much. It's also, by the way, the reason why the sort of nervousness or anxiety that spouses often have about coworkers of the opposite sex in the workplace are very plausible. I mean, those are like, you know, men and women working together in the office produces risk. It just does. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm saying that the, you know, the wife who's worried about her husband and the female coworker, just that's a fair general concern. And if you have particular evidence that seems to indicate it, well, it fits with the pattern that you see. So it almost, you'd have to say, that when workplace romances don't happen, that's kind of the thing that needs explanation. Because, you know, men and women want to be together. And men and women who like and admire and respect and laugh at each other's jokes and see each other at their best, it's a very normal thing for them to form a relationship. So when I saw this story, I just thought, you know, hey, that's a good reminder that this is normal. And it's one of those areas you have to be cautious. I'm a happily married man for 27 years. I have to be aware that in the workplace, there are risks. So there you go. 437-1620. And by the way, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to text me and say, well, Andrew, you know, it seems like that's based on the kind of person that is more risky. No, it's based on the fact that they're men and women. You know, it's based on human biology. We were kind of built to work this way. And it's not, again, that's not the thing that needs the explaining. And by the way, the person who either says they're immune or even believes they're immune is the person who's most likely at risk. Right? Think about driving. You know, the person who's like, oh, it's fine. It's raining and I'm driving fast. I know what I'm doing. No, you know, and look, when you're working with people that are pretty and interested and interesting and all of that, it's kind of like driving fast in the rain. If you think, no, there's no risk here. No, there's risk here. Or benefit. I mean, if you're single and they're single, fine. But you know what I'm saying? There's the person who thinks that's not an issue, the person who thinks that can't become an issue, the person who thinks there's nothing there. Well, no, you're wrong. You just don't understand people and you probably don't understand yourself. And also the person who says, oh, that could never happen. Well, that's usually the person that's most at risk of it happening. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, we're getting some texts in here. Somebody here says, my dad married his secretary. Right. I mean, you know, common enough. Same thing with Brad Pitt, Angelina. By the way, this is, and Angelina Jolie, you see this across Hollywood all the time. Because it's so normal for people. Right? Not because it's weird, but because this is exactly how it works. 651 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Holy shnikes.
Good morning, 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, just to for a moment, continue the conversation we're just having about, you know, workplace romances and why they happen and how they're extraordinarily normal, and that's how humans work when, you know, you mix the genders in the workplace. I'm not saying you can't do it or shouldn't do it. I'm just saying it's normal. And somebody texts in, you know, that's why we have terms like work wife, work husband, right? Yeah, exactly. Also, by the way, infidelity is not merely a matter of physical behavior, right? That's what you tend to think of. But, you know, it often starts as other things. And one of the most common, I mean, extraordinarily common kinds of, like, infidelity light is when you're not getting some need met for affirmation, encouragement, attention, that kind of stuff. And somebody at work gives it to you that's of the opposite gender, that's not your spouse. Okay. They praise you. That's a very normal thing to do. They praise you for a job well done. Or, you know, the guy notices how a woman looks and just praises her for it. It's fine to do, but, you know, makes her feel good. You know, things that make you feel good that are supposed to make you feel good about your spouse and then they come from other people, that's those little tiny inroads are what grow into eventual actual infidelity. And so that's the kind of stuff you have to be careful of is, you know, why do I feel so good about when that person tells me I do a good job? Oh, she's kind of cute too, right? I mean, yes, pay attention. Warning signs. The dashboard on your car is trying to tell you something. Be careful. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify in a case over billions paid in fines to settle disputes over privacy practices. Shareholders are taking the Facebook parent company to court in Delaware, hoping to get Zuckerberg and other company officials to repay some $8 billion. They're accusing leadership of failing to ensure compliance with an FTC order over how to manage privacy concerns. 2,000 California National Guard members that were deployed in Los Angeles last month are now being recalled. The troops were deployed to protect federal buildings during all of those protests. And kind of an odd story here. A paranormal investigator has died while on tour with the allegedly haunted Annabelle doll from The Conjuring. The New England Society for Psychic Research says Dan Rivera died over the weekend in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. He was on tour with the Annabelle doll, made famous in the Conjuring movie series. There's no word yet on exactly what happened.
Okay. All right. I've not seen the movie. I'm not into those kind of movies. I've seen some of them, but I haven't seen that one. Just generally, you know, just don't mess around with stuff.
Right.
Whatever your beliefs are about the supernatural, you know, as a Christian, you know, who kind of takes the Bible seriously, and, you know, there are supernatural things, and best off not messing with them, you know, unless you really know what you're doing, and it's hard to know what you're doing. Anyway, I'm not saying that's going on here, but, you know, when I hear these kind of stories, I always think the modern scientific mind wants to deny that any of this stuff is true. And I think, well, you know, for thousands of years of human history, people have believed in a lot of different things. It's probably not all false.
There's got to be things we don't understand out
there. Yeah, when F-16s can run into objects we didn't know were there, you know, it might be there are things about the world we don't quite yet fully understand. Let's just put it that way. PJ is in for John Pickens this morning with traffic on the fives. PJ?
All right, thanks, Andrew. We have a disabled vehicle with a roadblock, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 12. They're saying use caution in that area. Scrolling over to the Milton area, we have Avalon Boulevard at Del Monte Street, a vehicle crash with injuries reported. Also a roadblock, so use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are outstanding at this. And they sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, plus 200 the years before that when it was really easy, when the market was super hot. And they just, what they do, and I know this is Christina's philosophy, is we just want to make sure and do everything we can. Like everything, all the little things. I mean, spackling nail holes on the night before closing just because it needed to be done. Right? Okay. If, you know, staging a home is a vital part of getting the best offers and the best response from your open house, and they know how to do that, and having outstanding high quality photos online because that's how people shop for homes these days, knowing what price to set it at. You know, the price that you think is going to get the most interest that then maybe you can work with. I mean, again, just all the little things, even something as dumb as when you don't get an offer on a home, she'll call the agent representing that person and ask them, you know, hey, what did they like? What didn't they like? To try to learn what can we do better, or maybe turn a maybe into a yes or a possible by finding out what the deal was. So it's all the stuff that a lot of people know to do but just don't do, and she just does it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 437-1620. You can always text me about anything. Oh, we're having, actually, continue to get lots of texts about this topic of, you know, workplace romance slash affairs slash, you know, how humans are built. Somebody says, you're spot on about the slow fate of infidelity. Beware the little foxes. Yeah, that's exactly right. Somebody else, man, you're on point this morning. Thank you. The Lord's working through you today. Oh, man, I appreciate that. That's super sweet. You know, it's funny. Some of the stuff that I love talking about, I don't get enough opportunity to normally talk about it, and I probably ought to make a little bit more time to do so, just because, you know, sometimes the news of the day or what you have in terms of like this meeting and these sound clips, it can kind of push out other stuff that is very interesting and important that we don't talk about enough because it's not really the news. I mean, even the story, like I kind of had to go out of my way to talk about this morning with Taya Leone and, you know, her new husband, and Tim Daly. But still, sometimes it's worth making the time to talk about that. 437-1620, that's my phone number. Oh, programming note, 8:10 this morning, we have Manny Diaz, the current interim president of the University of West Florida, is going to do what I think is his first interview in town since being named interim, and I'm almost 100% certain, 99% certain, first interview since actually becoming the interim. He's going to do a press conference today at 10, but we got the opportunity to talk to him before that, so I'm the practice run for the press conference, so to speak. And I'll ask him the, you know, questions about how did we get here? Are you comfortable with this process? And, you know, people are upset, and, you know, what do you want to say to them? Because I know a lot of you, I am, or I have been. So like I said, that's coming up at 8:10 this morning, so you definitely want to catch that. If you can't listen live, you can always catch it on the podcast, newsradio923.com.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's funding first flagged by Doge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In a bill that's advanced in the Senate, the Majority Leader John Thune says
target some of the egregious misuses of taxpayer dollars.
It's called a rescissions package, clawing back more than $9 billion in already approved funding, most of it in foreign aid, the rest for PBS and NPR.
Republicans say silencing public broadcasting is long overdue. There's a race for the Senate and House to pass the same bill by a Friday night deadline. But the Senate changes could complicate that. The court votes GOP leaders slashed $400 million in cuts from the package, restoring money for the global AIDS program known as PEPFAR.
That's Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. Three Republicans opposed the legislation, so Vice President Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote last night to move it forward. Next up, amendments and then final passage. The House plans to vote today on cryptocurrency legislation, including new regulations on what are called stable coins, the value tied to the U.S. dollar. The number of illegal border crossings keeps dropping. The number of people detained coming into the U.S. last month, just over 8,000, a new all-time low. However, in the pushback to the Trump mass deportation push,
the Department of Homeland Security reveals Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have faced an 830% increase in assaults from January 21st to July 14th compared with the same period last year. In a statement, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin details several instances, including ICE officers being doxxed and threatened by local Antifa-affiliated organizations.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. In Texas, the FBI arrested a man wanted for attempted murder, accused of taking part in an ambush on agents at an immigration detention center there.